Today's last word in business belongs to the growing number of people with fortunes of $1 billion or more. You could no longer fit them all into one room. You'd need an auditorium. In its yearly tally of the world's richest people, Forbes magazine finds there are 946 billionaires. Bill Gates still tops the list, but there are 200 newcomers trying to catch up. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on a billionaires club that isn't just bigger, it's more global.
More than 40% of the world's billionaires still live in the United States. But the elite club is getting more international flavor thanks to booming markets around the world for stocks, commodities, and real estate. 9 out of 10 new billionaires in Spain this year owe their fortunes to real estate or the construction business. Luisa Kroll, who edits the Forbes list, says others made money by fueling the world's cars and coffee breaks.
We had Starbucks founder Howard Schultz make the list for the first time this year. We had a Brazilian billionaire whose fortune is really from ethanol, you know, from the sugarcane plantations down there.
The fast-growing economies of China and India minted 27 new billionaires this year. Kroll says China's richest person this year is Yan Zhang, one of only 10 self-made women on the list. She owns a paper and packaging company called Nine Dragons.
Paper is something that everybody needs. You don't really think about it. But, you know, as trade flows in and out of China, paper is a good industry to be in.
But fortunes, paper and otherwise, come and go, as the Forbes list has shown since it was first published 20 years ago. While most of the rich got richer in the last year, three promoters of internet gambling fell out of the High Rollers Club, thanks to a legal crackdown in the U.S. against online bookmakers. Scott Horsley, NPR News.